For a loss that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, you've heard a lot of interesting promises about Warstay products recently, but today I promise you the Warstay surprise of your life. A wash so dazzling clean you'll have to rub your eyes to believe it when you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading Warstay suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this fact was demonstrated to women, and I'd like you to hear from a woman who attended the demonstration, Mrs. Richard Tucker of St. Bernard, Ohio. Listen.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean, because I had just washed them with the leading suds during the clothes too. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Tucker. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to try at home. Next wash day, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And look at the clothes themselves. When you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright, feel soft and fluffy. Smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Yep, Oxidol is really safe. Deep Clean clothes stay brighter, new-looking longer, so don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, at last, Ma must stop defending the cousins. There's no doubt any longer that the cousins lied to her, or that they took Willie's and Evie's money. When we left Ma yesterday, she knew with a sinking heart that she must confront the cousins immediately and get to the bottom of their dubious activities. But there's somebody who feels good about all this. Yes, our old friend Shuffle. Right now, in the middle of the afternoon, we find Shuffle entering his apartment in Middleboro. He should be at business, but, well, but...
That you, Silver?
Yeah, Mary, it's me. And who's here in my house as the great big daddy bear? Marietta, and who's this here character?
Why, every baby and amphibian.
Okay, I'm glad to see you, too. Well, I don't mind you kissing the fella, but you don't have to kiss him so well. Sorry, Nathan, you have your tail in your mouth and keep on twisting around like that.
Hi, Silver.
Hi, Barry.
Huh? Oh. Okay, folks. Your afternoon snack is ready. Well, go get it. Well, you know where you eat out of your dish. Go on. Silver won't run away.
That little doggy gets more human every day. If I knew myself how to spell, I'd teach him how to spell. How are you, Marietta? I can see how cute you look, but do you also feel cute? Is life bubbling around inside of you like somebody turned on a spigot full of soda water?
Sure, I feel swell. My day off, and tonight I got a date with the Royal Northwest Mounted Police Force. So what's with you? You seem very happy about something.
Royal Northwest... Oh, you mean Officer Wiggins, our friend the policeman.
Uh-huh.
You got a date with him tonight, have you? Well, that's fine, Marietta. But when I tell you what's making me happy, you'll feel so happy it won't be just a date you got tonight. It'll be Christmas. It'll be your birthday. I come home early from the office to just tell you about it. I don't care if that boy at the Love of Yours gives away $10 bills for five. I feel like it's my birthday.
But you don't think me on pins and needles? Tell me. You were in Rushville Center, huh?
Yep. I was in Rushville Center. Wonderful place, Rushville Center. Fine people, fine houses. Even getting hit by a truck in Rushville Center would be a pleasure. Fine trucks we got there.
Now, you're not going to tell me that Mr. Sylvester T. Hammaker got hit by a truck, which it couldn't happen to a better person.
No, not yet, but he's going to. In fact, old Sylvester's going to get hit by 10 trucks. In fact, the roof's probably fallen on him already. I'll tell you everything. Now, you, wait a minute. I want Damien and Pythias to hear this, too. Hey, Damien and Pythias, come in here. I want to tell you something. Yes, you come on now. Sit down, Marietta. This is going to be just wonderful.
That's wonderful already. Anything bad that happens to Sylvester P. Hammacher, it's good for the rest of the human race. Come on, Pete. You and me will sit down on the sofa while Uncle Sober tells us something real nice.
Damien and Pythias, you remember a no-good lowlife in Rushville Center named Sylvester P. Hammacher? Well, okay, you remember. Now, listen. Well, it's like this. Starvation, I just can't help laughing every time I think of it, Marietta.
Oh.
Coming home on the bus, eh? The why, they must have thought I was crazy or drunk or something. I just sat there laughing out loud. A lady sitting next to me, she got up and
changed.
Well, you know, for some time now, it's been kind of an open secret for Ma's daughter, Evie Fitz.
Yes.
And her husband, Winifred. They took their life savings out of the bank and they made some kind of a investment.
Yeah.
And there was reason to believe that they took this money and they give it to Mr. Cousin Sylvester Hammacher.
Oh.
Now, don't interrupt, Dougie. You share your sentiments. I got the floor now. Well, now, today, it's an open and shut case that if Cousin Sylvester gets his hands on somebody else's dollar bill, you might as well kiss that dollar bill goodbye.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at Cousin Sylvester. And you too, Marietta. But Ma and the folks, anyhow, Ma and Faye, they wasn't yet of that opinion.
Do you mean they're of that opinion now?
Don't worry me. Listen how it come about. Ma and Faye asked Cousin Sylvester to his face if he knowed anything about Willie and Evie's investment.
Yeah.
Oh, no, says big fat old Sylvester. Why, I wouldn't dream of touching good old Evie and Willie's money. I don't know nothing about it.
Uh-huh.
And Ma and Faye, they went to ask Willie and Evie, but Cousin Sylvester got to Willie and Evie first, and they wouldn't answer no questions.
You mean Sylvester didn't have their money?
He certainly did, but nobody could prove it.
Oh.
He was lying to Ma and Faye, and there wasn't no way of proving that it was a lie. And then, when he asked Faye to marry him, why, it was more important than ever for Faye to find out. Was Cousin Sylvester a no-good who tells her lies, or was he a nice fellow?
You know, Faye ought to have her head examined, even letting him knock on her door. She's too innocent.
That's right. Faye's real innocent. But anyhow, that's the way matters stood. Until today. Because today, we finally got the truth. We got it out of poor old Willie. Marietta, you know, Ma Perkins is the sweetest, the kindest, the nicest person in the whole world. But Ma Perkins don't like it when somebody's been telling lies to her.
And so now she's mad at Sylvester? Maybe she'll run him out of town.
Well, I don't rightly know what Ma's going to do, but I'd sure hate to be in Sylvester's shoes. Old Ma's real careful. When I left her today, she was still saying maybe we ought to hear Sylvester's side of it, too, but that's only Ma's way of being fair and square.
Yeah.
And in the end, it's going to be even worse on Sylvester, because when Ma finishes learning the facts, Sylvester ain't going to have a leg to stand on.
That's right. And you get the other leg to bite, you see. So Ma Perkins is going to get the goods on Sylvester.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, that's swell. Hey, what does Sylvester do with the money? Just swipe it?
Well, stock. Certificate of stock. Stock in a mining company. The worst swindle I ever heard of a grown man falling for. The little giant mining company.
Oh, no.
And he told Willie some cock and bull story how the mine is full of atoms. Real important atoms.
Oh.
Each one with $20 wrote on it for Willie. Can you imagine that?
And Willie was shopping at the Fossil?
Can you imagine? So, that's the way matters stand. Here, I'll sit down, too. Yeah, come on, jump into my arms, Dougie. Uncle Scuffles a real happy man tonight.
So at last the day has come. Sylvester's been caught up with.
Yep.
He's not taking to sure to fire him from his job at the Perkins Lumberyard. Don't you believe so, Sober?
Not only fire him, but fire his whole family. That smart aleck, no good popsy of his, too, Cousin Ed.
And Faye, Sylvester's all queer with Faye, too. Don't you think so, Sober?
He's as queer as a $3 bill. Mm. His name is Mud with Little Faye.
Do you think maybe Ma would even put him in jail?
No.
Because, I mean, if he swindled Willie and everyone, that's like stealing. Country's got laws.
Well, I don't know if Ma would put him in jail. Maybe for Cousin Benita's sake, Ma would go easy on him. But Ma's sure going to make him give that money back. Ain't it wonderful, Dougie? Don't it just make good pimples of happiness chase up and down your spine?
Oh, he's falling asleep. Does he need these pimples of happiness, all right? Oh, Sylvia, that's fine. I've waited for this day for a long time.
Me too, Marietta. You know, I ain't never thought of myself as a mean man. I don't really and truly believe that I am a mean man. I don't think no thoughts of how to get ahead of the next fella. Most of the time, I just kind of enjoy doing what I'm doing, whatever it might be. But when you stop to figure that here it is going into the end of the year, Labor Day's behind us, and ever since last Christmas, them cousins have been turning my hair snow white. Yep, today's a big day.
Now, Sylvester and his daddy drove you out of your home, sir. Out of your hometown, out of your job. They did them terrible things to you. They done even worse things to you than Sylvester done to me. And what they done to Willie and Evie Fitz. I mean, when it comes to downright stealing. Hey, listen. You think it would do any good if I called up Ma Perkins and said throw him in jail? I'll swear out the warrant myself. Hey, Silver, how about it, huh?
Well, that's a real lovely, generous sentiment, Marietta, but you just leave it to Ma Perkins. Ma is real slow to believe that about anybody. Sometimes you can sit around and get so mad at Ma Perkins, she just don't say nothing. She don't do nothing. She just kind of goes along. But then there will come a day, just a day between one day and the next, and whammo, this, bang, crunch.
The roof falls in on Sylvester.
Ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful, Dottie? Oh, tarnation. I ain't a mean man, but today's the happiest day of my life. After supper, I'll call up Ma Perkins and find out exactly what she done. Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you'll especially welcome Deep Cleaning Octadol in the giant economy size package. For you'll find that this giant economy size Octadol will do almost any family's wash for a whole month. Yes, just one giant economy size package of Octadol can do a family's wash for a whole month. And what a wash you'll get with this Deep Cleaning Octadol. A wash so sparkling clean you can see it's clean, feel it's clean, even smell it's clean. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, ask your dealer for Deep Cleaning Octadol today in the giant economy size package that does most any family's wash for a whole month. And so Shuffle thinks it's the happiest day in his life. But what has Ma done about the cousin? Well, that's what we learn tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Octadol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Octadol.
Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.